This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey as we are ready for AAA action here at the State Wrestling Tournament. Greg Warnock has joined Rusty Pettit and myself to help us bring you this session, as the action has been just absolutely fast and furious. And if my numbers are right, I counted 18 girls from the WPIAL in the quarterfinals, which would then leave 23 in the consolation round. So girls come back tomorrow after completing their opening round action. We're trying to squeeze Greg Warnock in here. Not a lot of space. Greg, we've got basically the same. We moved over one booth.
I think it's a little bit bigger than the last one.
If it is, it's not by a whole lot. So glad you're with us here on 1450 AM WJPA Washington. And those of you listening online at WJPA.com and greensports.net. So we'll try to go here with the AAA action as we get back to the boys. And again, this is going to be a similar situation, 20 wrestlers per weight class. This will make things maybe a tad easier on us in that we can handle two mats apiece to try to keep up with the action. So wrestlers starting to get themselves ready to go here. Greg, settle in, my friend, and it's going to be quick.
Well, I'll tell you what, those girls' matches, a lot of them by fall, trying to follow along. The action was quick and furious.
So we'll get Rusty in here after he takes a bit of a break here. And for now, Greg, if you'll handle mats 1, 2, and 3, I'll try to do 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, Nico Capusta is underway for Hempfield at 107 pounds. He's taking on Andrew Alexander from Mifflin County. And they are underway. Trying to get on a shot was Alexander, and Pusa stands him up with underhooks, trying to jack it up and throw him, but out of bounds before getting any points.
Leo Joseph wrestling on mat 6 right now. And again, Joseph is wrestling Connor Lenahan of Council Rock South. 21 seconds in, they are still scoreless. 20 wrestlers per weight class. At 107, Nico Capusta, the only District 7 wrestler in this preliminary round, which has four bouts per weight class. Leo Joseph and Caden Harbert, both at 114 pounds, we'll see in this round.
Capusta had a nice single leg to a takedown to go up 2-0. About a minute to go in the opening period. Capusta out in front with that lead. Riding right now is Capusta. About 35 seconds to go in the opening period, leading 2-0. Alexander trying to come up to his feet and turn into Capusta, but he drives him out of bounds.
Joseph of Latrobe still scoreless, 48 seconds to go in the first period against Lenahan of Council Rock South. There was also a change in the 160-pound bracket. I believe it was the southeast second or third place finisher. Set that sheet aside, and we'll try to find that and update that for you when we get a chance.
Capusta riding for the final 10 seconds of this opening period, able to flatten out Alexander. And Capusta is going to have a 2-0 lead at the end of one. Leo Joseph on the other side, still scoreless as his first period just about to come to a close. He and Connor Linehan of Council Rock South. Scoreless at the end of one. And it'll be Linehan who's going to go on the bottom for the second. Kapusta begins his second period on the bottom, leading 2-0, trying to come up to his feet. Slowly does. Around the waist right now is Alexander. A roll by Kapusta. Now in on the leg. Draped over top right now is Alexander, but Kapusta coming up with it. And Alexander trying to get away from Kapusta, but Kapusta's going to dive down on the legs, get the reversal, and go up 4-0 30 seconds into the second.
Leo Joseph starts the second period on top against Linehan of Council Rock South. Joseph is riding. Linehan has turned in to grab a leg, but Joseph's still in control.
Escape for Alexander, so Kapusta's lead is 4-1. One 10 to go in the second period. Wrestling neutral. Our Kapusta and Alexander. Kapusta in on a shot. He'll get behind Alexander, and he'll go up 6-1 with a minute to go in the period.
And Linehan has reversed Joseph up on mat 6, 48 seconds to go in the second. So Linehan with a 2-0 lead there.
Another escape for Alexander. Shot in by Alexander. Kapusta sprawls back. Alexander able to suck in the leg, trying to come out the back door now. And Kapusta up around the waist. Alexander holding on to that ankle. We're going to get a stalemate with 37 seconds left. 6-2. Kapusta out in front here in the second period, wrestling neutral.
Time running out in the second for Leo Joseph of Latrobe, and he will trail 2-0 after one to Linehan of Council Rock South.
Kapusta in on a shot, inside single, able to trip down Alexander, get the takedown. Kapusta's lead now 8-2. Wanted to try to go towards a 2-on-1 tilt. Has Alexander flattened out as the final seconds will come off in the second period. Kapusta's lead 8-2 at the end of two.
Joseph of Latrobe starts the third period on the bottom. Working out to the side is Linehan. He's around the head of Joseph, who's trying to stand up. Joseph not able to get up to his feet just yet. Minute and a half to go in the third with Joseph still trailing 2-0.
Optional start given by Kapusta to start the third. It's now 8-3. Wrestling neutral. A couple of shot attempts. Now front headlock applied. Wanted to chuck him right by and spin behind, but Alexander stays with him and get into a stalemate. 1:38 to go. Third period for Nico Kapusta. Holding an 8-3 lead.
Joseph of Latrobe still not able to get free. Linehan trying to drive a leg in on the left side. Actually gets both legs in now.
Kapusta in on a shot. Dumps Alexander down to a hip. 1:15 now. 1:10, and we've got a stalemate with 1:11 left in the third.
Down to 35 seconds to go for Joseph. Still not able to get free. Leg in for Connor Linehan of Council Rock South. That's at 114 pounds, and only 25 seconds to go now.
Shot in by Alexander. Trying to come out the back door on Kapusta. Kapusta around the waist. And we'll get a stalemate with 41 seconds left.
About to get a final from Matt Six. Linehan of Council Rock South is going to defeat Leo Joseph 2-0.
30 seconds left for Kapusta of Hempfield. Leading 8-3. Down to 10 seconds left, and Kapusta close to getting a takedown. He will get it. And Nico Kapusta of Hempfield is going to advance into the round of 16, 10-3. Kapusta, a 10-3 winner.
And we'll have, go ahead, Greg.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. I was going to say, Caden Harbert just about to be ready up on mat two of West Allegheny.
We'll pick up that and more AAA action when we come back momentarily here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan underway. He is taking on Pierce Kane from Council Rock North. They're 50 seconds in, and they are scoreless, wrestling neutral. Step in for Hartman. He's going to get a trip and get a takedown. Hartman, a 2-0 lead.
Seneca Valley's Connor Smith, the wrestling on mat six against Cole Coffin of Penridge. That's at 120 pounds. Smith with the early lead there, 2-0.
Caden Harbert of West Allegheny at 114 pounds on mat two, taking on Curtis Nelson of Ridley. They are just about to get underway.
Hartman with a leg in, trying to run a power half. 20 seconds left, first period. Hartman leading there, 2-0.
Nelson quickly in on the legs and takes Harbert down, and now immediately wants to go into a near side tilt. But Harbert up to his feet, and Nelson puts a Merkle on and just kind of rolls him back down and gets a couple near fall out on the way back down. So it's quickly 4-0 in favor of Nelson at 114 pounds.
Smith of Seneca Valley nearing the end of the first period. Coffin of Penridge got up to his feet. Smith dropped him back to the mat. Rock coughing up to his back, but I believe he only got a one count out of that. Yes, 2-0 Smith after one.
Second period will begin neutral for Collier Hartman, leading 2-0 against Kane of Council Rock North.
His feet again is Harbert. Same result, though. He's taken right down, side headlock with that Merkle, and there's more near fall coming, but this time it's going to be three of them, and that'll make it 7-0 with a minute eight to go in the first period.
Hartman tried that step inside for a trip once again, but fought off by Kane. And now after the restart, Hartman right back in on an inside single, but not able to finish this time. But as he gets dropped to a hip, he's now going through the back door.
Connor Smith of Seneca Valley grabs a leg, reverses Coffin of Penridge, and puts Coffin onto his back with a minute and a half to go. Coffin looks like he will fight this off, but two for the reversal, three near fall for Connor Smith. He's up 7-0.
The cradle on Harbert, and he got turned for another three near fall, and then just got tilted just now again for another three. It's 13-0. Nelson looking for the tech fall in the first period as he goes for another tilt. And he has it. That technical fall comes in a minute and 30 seconds for Curtis Nelson of Ridley over Caden Harbert of West Allegheny.
45 seconds to go in the second period. A 2-0 lead for Hartman of Cannon McMillan.
It's going to bring up Kai Sheptik of Waynesburg on mat two. He's going to be taking on Miles Workentine of Conestoga.
Smith of Seneca Valley, 34 seconds to go, second period, after going out of bounds. He and Coffin of Penridge going to resume action. Smith still up 7-0, and now Coffin is going to be cautioned for a false start.
Hartman once again in on a shot. Final seconds in this second period. Looks like he won't be able to finish. He'll be up 2-0 at the end of two.
Shepton and Workentine underway. Scoreless 22 seconds in from their feet. There's a nice drag by, though, by Shepton, and he gets around behind 2 points. And trying to get away is Workentine, but Kai gets back in around behind him, still leading 2-0.
Connor Smith of Seneca Valley with a couple of more back points leads 9-0. Final seconds of the second period. One more tilt attempt here for Smith. Sure if those were separate one counts. No, they were not. Two more for Smith. He's up 11-0.
Hartman begins the third period on the bottom. Kane of Council Rock North flattens him out and looking to try to get to some pinning combinations.
Workentine up and out for the escape. It's 2-1 in favor of Sheftick. Minute 5 to go in the opening period. Another drag attempt. Can't get to the legs that time.
Smith and Coffin start their third period neutral.
Wing in for Kane of Council Rock North. Hasn't been able to turn Hartman with it. There's a stalling call on Hartman. Not moving much on the bottom. They got a minute to go with Hartman holding a 2-0 lead.
Coffin of Penridge takes down Smith of Seneca Valley. 11-2 for Smith. Just under a minute and a half to go in the third. Case Chop of Butler, 133 pounds against Brecken Strickland of Sun Valley. Strickland in on a leg, but not able to finish just yet, right on the edge.
A stalemate as Workentine had gotten in on a shot, but Sheftick able to drape over his back and grab around the waist, so they will restart with 20 seconds to go in the period.
Strickland and Chop out of bounds. No takedown for Strickland. Still scoreless there early on.
Escape for Hartman. He's up 3-0. 20 seconds left, third period, wrestling neutral.
Another drag attempt late in the period by Sheftick. Can't get around behind. They'll head to the second period with Sheftick leading 2-1.
Final seconds coming off, and Collier Hartman will advance into the round of 16. He will win 3-0. Hartman, a 3-0 winner.
Seconds to go for Connor Smith of Seneca Valley on the bottom, but leading 11-2 over Coffin of Penridge. Chop of Butler. Strickland of Sun Valley at 133 pounds, still scoreless, just under a minute to go in their first.
Workentine to start on the bottom this second period. There was a caution on Sheftick. He started too early the first attempt. Now Workentine up to his feet. Sheftick gets his hands back on the mat, puts the legs in.
Owen Kladowski of Baldwin underway against Zach Jaffe of Kennett.
Connor Smith of Seneca Valley, an 11-2 winner over Coffin of Penridge. That's Smith's 11-2. Chop of Butler got the opening takedown on Strickland, leads him 2-0.
Got some blood time over on Matt, too. They're going to tend to Sheftick. Looks like maybe a nose.
Kladowski in on a shot. Jaffe trying to drape around the back.
Escape for Strickland of Sun Valley late in the first period. And in on a leg on Chop on the edge, but unable to finish, out of bounds.
Kladowski works up around the body, laces a leg, and gets the opening takedown on Jaffe to lead 2-0.
Still cleaning up the blood on mat number 2. And they cut the blood time. We're ready to go. 1:37 to go in the second period. Sheftick still up 2-1 against Workentine.
End of one for Chop of Butler. He leads 2-1. He'll be on the bottom against Strickland of Sun Valley to start the second.
Cradle locked in by Kladowski, trying to roll Jaffe through with it. 30 seconds left. Opening period. Trying to take Jaffe over with the cradle, and there's Kladowski. Stacks him up, and there is the fall for Kladowski of Baldwin. Time of that fall, 1 minute and 38 seconds.
Chepsik still on top with the legs in. He's getting a little bit high, though. Has to work his hips back and now almost falls off the side. Now grabbing the ankle and trying to get those legs out of there is Workentine. Minute left in the second period.
Chop had gotten to his feet early in the second period. Strickland of Sun Valley cut him loose, so Chop of Butler leads 3-1 out of bounds. A minute 12 left in the second.
And they're going to have a stall warning on Sheptic, and they're going to break the action and restart with 45 seconds to go.
Ryder Joseph of Cannon McMillan about to get underway at 139 pounds against A.J. Bott of Council Rock South.
Chop of Butler in on the legs against Strickland. Under a minute to go in the second. Chop leading 3-1. Strickland reaching up over top, grabbing an ankle and a stalemate.
Time trying to post up with the outleg side leg stand-up, but Sheptic hasn't chopped down to the right side. 14 seconds to go in the period. He's trying to ride the second period out, take that 2-1 lead. Still into the period. He has been warned for stalling once.
Inside single for Joseph, trying to pick up the leg of Bott, trying to trip down. Close to the edge of the mat. Does get inside both legs, but not quite the points just yet. But very close to getting the takedown. And there it is for Ryder Joseph, the lead 2-0.
Sheptic does ride out the period. He will take down to start the third, leading 2-1.
Bott gets a reversal. Sorry, and he cuts the lead of Joseph's 2-1.
Workentine's just going to grant the escape to start off the period. 3-1 Sheptic, beginning of the third.
Chop of Butler gets the takedown. Second period going to end. He'll lead 5-1 after two over Strickland of Sun Valley.
Sheptic forces the action to the right side of the mat, and Workentine kind of backs out of bounds, so we'll restart with 1:42 on the clock.
Thirty-five seconds to go, first period for Ryder Joseph of Cannon McMillan, trying to drag by to a trip and unable to get the takedown, but a 2-1 lead for Joseph.
Sheptic ties up the wrist, and Workentine backing up again off the side of the mat, and now he gets hit for stalling. Both wrestlers have been warned. 1:19 to go in the third.
Escape for Strickland of Sun Valley, trying to take down Chop of Butler on the edge, but out of bounds. A minute 33 to go there. Chop of Butler up 5-2.
Inside single for Bott, but running out of time, and it'll be the end of the first. 2-1 lead for Joseph.
Workentine backs out of the near side of the mat this time. 1 minute to go. 3-1 Sheptic.
Minute 11 to go in the third for Chop and Strickland coming back into the center. Case Chop of Butler did get a takedown, so he's up 7-2, and now he is going to be cautioned as they come back to referee's position.
30 seconds to go. Sheptic 2-on-1 rush and tie up, trying to drop down to a leg is Workentine that they rotate out of bounds. We'll restart with 25 on the clock.
Wrestling neutral in the second period are Bott and Joseph. Joseph with a snap down, try to spin behind, but Bott grabs a hold of a leg. Still 2-1, Joseph out in front.
Escape for Strickland with under a minute to go. Chop of Butler leads 7-3.
They hit Sheptic for stalling again. There's a point. Now in on a shot is Workentine. 8 seconds to go, trying to climb through the back. Sheptic hanging on. 5 seconds to go. They're tied up here. And time will expire, and Sheptic's going to hang on to win 3-2 over Miles Workentine, and he'll advance to round of 16.
Deep double leg shot for Ryder Joseph, and he's going to get the takedown to go up 4-1 with 55 seconds to go in the second.
Time winding down. Case Chop of Butler with another takedown. Brett Strickland of Sun Valley with another escape. 9-4.
Trinity's Blake Reiner coming up on mat number two now. On Kamal Aboud.
We'll take a quick break and come back with more state wrestling action here back momentarily on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Final while we were away, Case Chop of Butler, an 11-4 winner over Brecken Strickland of Sun Valley.
Ryder Joseph of Cana McMillan starts the third period on top, leading 4-1 against A.J. Bott of Council Rock South.
Blake Reiner in on a single leg now on Kamal Abood. And Abood gets hips down and now counter shoots and gets his own single leg. 43 seconds to go in a scoreless first period on mat 2, 139 pounds. Reiner steps around, though, and he does get the two. He's able to step over the leg. It's 2-0 Reiner. 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Escape for Bott. He now makes it 4-2. Ryder Joseph out in front. 1:20 to go, third period, wrestling neutral.
Locally, T.J. Allison of Trinity is on deck on mat 5, but about ahead of him in the first period. So, barring a quick pin, which now is possible because we have a near fall situation down there, so you never know.
In on a shot is Bott of Council Rock South, but Joseph sprawling back. 50 seconds left to go, third period.
And we do get that fall for McGregor of Shikellamy. So we will get T.J. Allison of Trinity, I believe. Yep, he's up next on mat 5.
Reiner leads 2-0 after 1, but they're going to take a break, and I think it's injury time for Abood that they're taking a moment for, but they cut that right now.
30 seconds left, third period. Ryder Joseph leading 4-2. Shot in by Bott, but Joseph able to sprawl his legs back. Still 20 seconds left here in the third period. Trying to come up to his feet now. Another shot in. Getting a little bit deeper this time is Bott. Three-quarter Nelson applied, though, by Joseph to get him off the leg. Drops him down, and that takes Bott right to his back. Takedown for Joseph. Back points coming as well. Ryder Joseph will not get the fall, but he will get the win. Two near fall points. He wins 8-2.
Abood takes bottom to start the second. He's quickly up and out to make the score 2-1 in favor of Blake Reiner on mat 2.
Ryder Joseph will get Maddox Shaw in the round of 16. T.J. Allison of Trinity underway against Ben Brohart of Council Rock South. That's at 145 pounds. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon should be up next. He is up next on mat 4.
Against Tegan Rubel of Conestoga Valley.
Allison and Brohart out of bounds, still scoreless, 45 seconds in.
Shot by Abood, but sprawling back is Reiner. Now Abood tries to get around behind him and nearly gets the leg as Reiner gets near the edge of the mat. Still on their feet at 57 seconds ago in the second period. Reiner leading 2-1.
So a couple of hillers out there. T.J. Allison still scoreless halfway through the first against Brohart. Both these guys are juniors. Allison 29-5, Brohart 19-7.
Shot in by Rubel on Gibbons, but Gibbons able to get his leg free, and out of bounds they go. Still scoreless, 1:14 to go in the first.
Abood shoots in again. This time Reiner blocks it, tries to get around behind. Abood, though, with an underhook, though, keeps him at bay. They head out of bounds with 23 seconds to go in the second.
Allison trying to fight off a shot here from Brohart. He does. They're out of bounds. 32 seconds to go. Still scoreless in the first.
45 seconds to go in the first for Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. Still scoreless. Takes a double leg shot attempt in and able to drive deep on that double was Gibbons. And he's going to get the takedown and go up 2-0.
End of two. It's Reiner still leading 2-1. He will take down to start the third period.
T.J. Allison with a fireman's carry but couldn't finish it. Brohart reaching up and locking through the legs, final seconds of the first period there, and actually a stalemate with 5:03 left. Well, now the period will run out.
Final 10 seconds in the opening period for Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, trying to ride these final seconds out, and he will. Gibbons will be up 2-0 at the end of one.
T.J. Allison on the bottom to start the second against Ben Brohart.
Reiner still wrestling from bottom position here. 20:25 to go in the third period. He's leading 2-1.
Roble of Conestoga Valley will be on the bottom to begin the second period. Gibbons of Mount Lebanon leading 2-0.
Allison trying to get to his feet, nearly got free, and then Brohart came down on top of him and almost was able to get to a cradle. Now Allison back to his hands and knees with Brohart trying to get a leg in.
Reiner is led up for the escape. He leads 3-1, but just before that happened, he was warned for stalling, and now here's a deep single leg shot by Abood. Reiner, though, able to get his hips back, and he flattens Abood out. Abood still hanging on to that right leg of Reiner, and he tries to climb up. 36 seconds to go in the third. Now Reiner draped over the back of Abood. Fight through. Sorry, go ahead.
Had escape for Roble of Conestoga Valley. Gibbons lead now 2-1. A minute to go in the second. Wrestling neutral.
Reiner passes the ankle now, holding on to that out in front of his head. 13 seconds to go as Abood, still needing this takedown to tie things up, steps all the way around Reiner. And still stepping around him 4 seconds to go. Reiner hanging onto the ankle, and time will expire. And Blake Reiner's going to win it 3-1 over Kamal Abood.
T.J. Allison with an escape, a takedown, and now he's got a half in with 27 seconds to go against Brohart of Council Rock South. Puts him to his back. 21 seconds to go in the period. And there's the fall for T.J. Allison. It comes at 3:43. So we've got a break in the action. We will have more state wrestling when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sarascandies.com.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Cole Givens of Mount Lebanon has a 4-1 lead with 53 seconds to go in the third. He is on the bottom. He's able to get a takedown in that second period before time elapsed. Rubel of Conestoga Valley breaks Givens down flat, trying to find a pinning combination. Stalling call on Givens. That's his first. 30 seconds left. Flattened out on the bottom.
It's going to be a very rare occasion here. Right now, out of the six mats, only one WPIAL wrestler out there.
Yeah, we got a couple on deck on mats one and two. Walker from Plum, Dunlap from South Fayette.
Just 17 seconds remaining for Gibbons. Depending on how this one goes, we might have 0 out of 6 for a moment.
Yeah, Tongle of Plum on deck on mat 5 as well.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that because we have one on mat 5.
Oh, yeah, Brock Evans.
Yep, underway at 160 pounds.
Escape for Givens of Mount Lebanon, just 10 seconds remaining. Cole Givens with a shot in, try to come out the back door. And Cole Givens of Mount Lebanon will advance with a 5-1 decision.
Evans of Waynesburg, 35 seconds in, still scoreless. And I'm going to have a tough time with this name here from Neshaminy. Ernazer Bajbekov, if that's correct.
It's got to be close.
I was thankful that you got that name. Not going to lie.
Those two still scoreless, just under a minute to go in the first. And now we get a takedown for Bajbekov. Evans, 23-12. Bajbekov, 25-6. 2-on-1 tilt attempt here for Bajbekov, but he's not able to turn Evans over to his back. Bajbekov working out to the left side, has the right arm barred, now tries to get to a half on the left side. Sit, turn, stand by Evans, though, and he's free for one. Final 10 seconds of the first period there. And we'll pick up the second period for Brock Evans and have more wrestling action when we come right back here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Brock Evans of Waynesburg starts the second period on the bottom. His opponent, Bajbekov of Neshaminy stopped on a potentially dangerous call. 1:17 to go in the second. Evans still trailing 2-1.
On mat number one, Antonio Walker of Plum is out there against Parrish McFarland of Pottsville. They're scoreless halfway through the first period, wrestling from their feet.
Evans back into action. Unable to get free so far here in the second period.
McFarland gets around behind Walker to take a 2-0 lead. 48 seconds to go. Walker right up and out for the escape. 2-1 now.
Evans to his feet. Bajbekov sets him down. Tries to put him right to his back. Evans trying to roll over on top of Bajbekov, and he does for a reversal. Evans up 3-2 with 45 seconds to go in the second. Evans with a left arm bar trying to get to the right wrist. Looks like he has. Now he'll try to drive on that with 25 seconds to go in the second. Now Evans jumps to a half on the right side, and he's going to drive Bajbekov over to his back. 17 seconds to go in the period. Brock Evans of Waynesburg close to getting a fall. Bajbekov trying to fight off his back, and there it is for Brock Evans of Waynesburg, the fall at 3:52.
Walker and McFarland still on their feet as the period comes to an end. McFarland has the 2-1 lead heading to the second period.
Evans will get Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson in the round of 16.
I hate when the Whipple has a match early on like that, but
it's at least the second one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think another Thomas Jefferson, didn't he say that somebody's...
Maddox Shaw. Yeah,
Shaw's got another Whipple kid coming up.
Him and Ryder Joseph.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Jack Tongle of Plum coming up on mat 5.
South Fayette's Luke Dunlap underway on mat 2 now. He is taking on Austin Smith of Abington Heights. They are scoreless at 152 pounds, 20 seconds in. Walker of Plum riding on top of the second period. He trails 2-1 to McFarland. He's working on a wrist, though, and has McFarland completely flattened out.
Toggle of Plum wrestling Brandon Carr of Sun Valley at 172 pounds. They're just underway. Carr right to a fireman's trying to complete it, but Tongle so far fights it off, turns back in to face Carr.
Smith in deep on a single leg on Dunlap, and now Dunlap trying to lock through the crotch there on mat 2 to stay out of that takedown position halfway through the first. Walker still riding on top in the second period. 40 seconds to go in that period. We're going to get a stalemate between Dunlap and Smith. They'll restart scoreless with 44 seconds to go in the first period.
Tongle of Plum still scoreless with Carr of Sun Valley. Minute 10 remaining, and we have a whistle there. Well, referee looking for blood doesn't see any, so he'll bring the two right back into the center and restart them.
Now we get a stall warning on Parrish McFarland underneath Antonio Walker, his first. So it's still 2-1. Period 2 winding down, 5 seconds to go. McFarland does ride out the period, so it'll be his choice, and he immediately takes down to start the third.
Stalling call against Tongle, first one against him. Reaches for a leg, doesn't get it. He and Carr out of bounds.
Cordae and McDonald of Bethel Park also up on mat number 6 against Colin Neal of Boiling Springs.
That's at 160 pounds.
Single leg shot by Dunlap late in the first period, but the period ends. They go to the second period scoreless on mat 2. And now Antonio Walker starting a period on bottom here, trying to get up to his feet to tie this up with an escape, and he does. 2-2, minute 47 to go in third.
Tongle and Carr scoreless late in their first period. Tongle pushes into Carr with an underhook. McDonald and Neal scoreless on mat 6, a little over a minute in.
Dunlap up and out for an escape to lead 1-0 in the second period. 1:45 to go there on mat 2. Double overhooks for McFarland Dropping down on the leg, though, is Walker. Now they're back up to their feet in over-under tie-ups.
End of one for Tongel and Carr. Scoreless.
Oh, missed headlock by McFarland, and Walker can't capitalize. They go out of bounds. Try to get him back down to the mat, but they'll restart. Tied at two, a minute left in the third.
Carr won the flip, deferred. Tongel chose bottom position to start the second. McDonald late in the first, still scoreless with Neal of Boiling Springs. Looks like they will be scoreless after one. Tongel escapes and leads 1-0 on Carr.
Another headlock attempt by McFarland. He can't finish the headlock, but he does get around behind for the takedown, and now he leads 4-2. Walker of Plum stands back up to his feet with 40 seconds to go. He's away. It's now 4-3 in favor of McFarland. Still 1-0 Dunlap on mat number two. Another body lock here, this time by McFarland. Trying to counter is Walker. He's down to 20 seconds. He's trailing by one.
Escape for McDonald of Bethel Park to start the second. Leads 1-0 against Neal of Boiling Springs.
Looks like Walker wants a headlock over here, but McFarland keeping his hips back. 10 seconds to go. Now Walker hit with a headlock, but he drops down on a single leg. 4 seconds to go. McFarland is going to hang on and win this 4-3. Antonio Walker from Plum will wrestle back in the consolations.
Had a takedown for Austin Smith of Abington Heights. He leads Luke Dunlap 2-1. Is that second period about to come to a close?
Austin Smith got a takedown late in the second period. He leads Luke Dunlap of South Fayette 2-1 as the period comes to a close. They will head to the third. It's Austin Smith's choice. He will take down.
Brandon Carr of Sun Valley takes down Plum's Jack Tongel. 38 seconds to go in the second. Carr trying to get legs in. It has a 2-1 lead. McDonald of Bethel Park still neutral, still leading Neal of Boiling Springs 1-0. Second period there with 45 seconds to go.
Looks like Dunlap is going to let Smith up. So now his lead is 3-1 with that escape point. Beginning of the third, Dunlap tries to get to a leg but can't. Counter shot by Smith. He is deep on a single. Head to the inside. Tries to trip and reach across. Shin whizzer by Dunlap, and now he gets his hips back out front.
End of two. Tongel of Plum trails Carr of Sun Valley 2-1. Carr's choice. He wants to start on the bottom. Late second for McDonald of Bethel Park, still neutral, still leading Neal of Boiling Springs 1-0. Late shot by Neal, couldn't get in deep, and McDonald will lead 1-0 after two.
Stalemate, we'll restart with 1:17 to go. Or no, they didn't call a stalemate. I thought I heard a whistle. That was a different mat, and able to come through and finish that takedown of Smith. He's now up 5-1 and then gives up an escape. Now it's 5-2, so Dunlap trailing by three with a minute left in the third period.
Carr of Sun Valley escapes. He and Tongel of Plum out of bounds. Early third period, now 3-1 for Carr of Sun Valley. McDonald of Bethel Park starts on top in the third against Neal of Boiling Springs.
Smith in deep again on a single leg. Trying to finish this. He already leads 5-2. 44 seconds to go in the match.
Tilt for McDonald of Bethel Park. I think he's getting three near fall points out of that. Now we get an escape for Neal. So it is 4-1 for McDonald of Bethel Park. Action stopped. Minute 26 to go in the third.
Out of bounds on mat two. They'll restart with 22 seconds remaining. Smith still leading Dunlap 5-2.
Bouts on mats two and three, both in the third period. Carr of Sun Valley, 3-1 lead, minute to go against Tongel of Plum. McDonald of Bethel Park still 4-1 lead on Neal of Boiling Springs.
Dunlap a late takedown. He lets him up immediately at 6-4, and time is going to run out. 6-4 the final. Austin Smith defeats Luke Dunlap of South Fayette.
Roman Thompson of Central Catholic about to come up here at 189 pounds against Shock of Paul Pack.
Both bouts on mats 5 and 6. Getting late, 30 seconds to go for Tongle of Plum, trailing 3-1. He's neutral. McDonald of Bethel Park leading 4-1, also neutral. And McDonald able to get a takedown with 22 seconds remaining.
Thompson of Central Catholic in on a shot immediately off the whistle at the start of the match. Gets the takedown. Thompson, the impressive freshman from Central Catholic, up 2-0.
Bouts on nets 5 and 6, both going to end right about the same time. Carr defeats Tongle 3-1, and McDonald of Bethel Park a 6-2 winner.
Escape, and now a takedown for Thompson. Thompson's up 4-1, 30 seconds in.
Couple District 7 wrestlers getting ready to start on mats 5 and 6 right now.
Just had two finish up there.
It's going to keep you busy.
Thompson, crossface. He's going to take shock over to his back. Thompson, a Central Catholic, looking for a fall. He's going to pick up the head, steps over top. Very close to the fall is Thompson. And there it is for Roman Thompson of Central Catholic at 1 minute and 10 seconds. 1:10 the time at 189 pounds for Thompson. Gino Calguero of Cannon McMillan coming up next on that mat.
Got Robbie Allison wrestling for Trinity on mat 6 against Cole Lester of Souderton. Scoreless, 35 seconds in there. And Allison, I believe, getting injury time here.
Calguero about to get underway. He'll be wrestling Brady Kelly of Unionville.
Yeah, that Hemfield wrestler on mat 5 is a District 3 Hemfield.
Yeah, second time that's got me today. First time was in the girls' tournament. I guess it'll say Hemfield area.
Yes.
If it's District 7.
And if you ever hear different folks from District 3, they'll make sure you know it's Hemfield and Hemfield area.
Nice ankle pick by Robbie Allison to take a 2-0 lead on Lester. Yeah, when it's the District 3 Hemfield, that's just the way I refer to it, District 3 Hemfield.
Calguero has a headlock in. He's up 4-1. Just 30 seconds in, and he's looking for a quick fall. Steps over top the body. Calguero has Kelly in some trouble. Kelly somehow able to bridge off of his back. But three near fall points, and Calguero up 7-1. He's going to give an escape, make it 7-2. Shot in by Kelly. Crossface from Calguero forces him inside. Wizard in right now for Calguero.
Robbie Allison of Trinity still leading 2-0, 20 seconds to go in his first period.
Kelly picking up Calguero's leg, has him hopping on one foot. Kelly dives in on a leg. Calguero able to stretch out.
Speaking of Hempfield, yeah, Nico Capusta showing up in the whole bracket here on mat 1, so we are getting close to where we'll be wrapping back around to that first round, or the round of 16, rather.
Kelly does finish his shot, so Calguero's lead 7-4 as the first period comes to a close.
Now Cole Lester of Souderton getting what I think is blood time against Robbie Allison of Trinity there between the first and second periods with Allison up 2-0.
Start of the second period, Brady Kelly of Unionville will be on the bottom. Calguero flattens him out, trying to get a wing in right now. He does. A wing wants to try to chin Kelly back. And Calgaro getting some back points. Puts Kelly to his back. Sits over top, does Calgaro. And there is the fall for Gino Calgaro of Cannon McMillan at 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
Allison of Trinity back into action now in the second period. He is on the bottom against Cole Lester of Souderton. Lester trying to get legs in.
There you go, Rusty. Your first match at 107. About to get underway for the round of 16.
Yeah.
Salomon of Easton and Boyer of Kennett.
Couple quick falls because we're still. This is about the biggest gap you'll see between weight classes. We got anywhere from 172 and now all the way wrapped back around to 107. Spread across the six mats.
Thompson and Calgaro both with quick falls. Making that happen.
Allison of Trinity trying to stand up. Lester was up too high. Allison comes out the back door, gets a reversal, goes up 4-0. Now 45 seconds remaining in the second period.
Stoppage over on mat two. Injury time in the bout between Townsend and Bradley.
Yeah, Allison shaken up. You could see he stopped wrestling, and Lester ends up getting a reversal. But Allison shaken up, and they're out there to attend to him.
That's his second injury time, too.
He has breathing problems, and that appears to be he's struggling right now.
Usually that only happens at the end of the match.
Putting an ice bag on his shoulder and back area as well.
Round of 16, Salomon of Easton with a cradle locked in on Boyer of Kennett. And he's going to rock him up, and Matt Four continuing to be the pin mat as there is a fall for Salomon at 1 minute and 5 seconds.
They raise the hand of Lester over there.
Yeah, that's going to be a default at 3 minutes and 27 seconds. So Robbie Allison unable to continue, and he's being carried and going to be set down. And they're trying to get him some help. That is a scary situation.
And then on mat number two, they are back at it, but it's now up to 215 pounds. Ty Tidball of Meadville and Brody Spindler, Pittston area, in the first period. I mentioned Capusta of Hempfield. He's still in the on the hole slot for mat one. And the two bouts ahead of them, still there. That mount, the bout in mat one is still only in the second period between Vitelli and Daugherty of Manheim Central.
Another 107 bout. Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff, Alexander Diaz of Council Rock North getting underway.
I'm going to step aside here and take a break. They're still looking at Trinity's Robbie Allison down off the mat at the arena down to our left. So try to keep an eye on that and some of this action going on as well. But right now we're going to take a break, back with more momentarily here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.